Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Hey, welcome into the Deuce and Mo podcast, our second podcast of the day.
Ooh, so fun.
It's like a bonus instant reaction to game three of the NBA finals. If you missed our other podcast today, I highly recommend you check it out. We had a chance to catch up with Kings big man, JaVale McGee. He's got this celebrity softball tournament coming up.
Get it right.
My bad. But we talked to him about his season with Sacramento, the frustrations of missing the playoffs, Keegan Murray, his advice for him, I thought was interesting.
And his love for the game. Yeah. Just hearing JaVale talk about his love for basketball, I don't know. It was special. I wasn't expecting the conversation to go in this direction, and it was a really fun combo.
Yeah, so I highly recommend you guys check that out wherever you get your podcast or watching it at youtube.com/@DeuceandMo. Let's get to game three. Morgan, I thought the conference finals in the West was going to be epic. I was like, oh, it's going to go six or seven. I thought Mavs-Celtics was going six or seven.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate we'd be talking about the Boston Celtics taking a commanding 3-0 lead after winning game three in Dallas tonight, 106-99. What a missed opportunity for the Dallas Mavericks playing a Celtics team without Porzingis. They get off to a good start.
Yes, a great start.
Fantastic start.
Kyrie Irving being aggressive, first scoring the game. Basketball.
Beats Holiday off the dribble to the cup. Luka got it going on Tatum a little bit.
Let's go over every angle. So that, the Celtics being down Porzingis.
Yeah.
And then even on top of that, after the Celtics went on a very, very high-powered, deflating run, somehow the Mavs started coming back. But then, oh, wait. Somebody falls out. There's so many things to this.
I think I walk away thinking about tonight. There's two things I think about.
Okay.
Think about what Tatum and Brown were able to do.
Oh, yes.
But I'm sorry. This is one, and I've defended him a lot in the playoffs.
What?
This Luka game was beyond frustrating. I'm sorry. This is the NBA Finals,
you don't
okay?
have to be sorry.
And I'm not disputing that there were some missed calls tonight on both ends. I thought this game was ultra physical. I thought they missed some calls. Luka got fouled. I thought Tatum got fouled going to the rack a couple of times on that one jam he had in that third quarter.
Yep.
But the difference is this. One team kept playing tonight. One team kept going, and they understood the bigger picture. Luka from the get tonight, after a 25-12 lead,
yeah,
he starts taking some step back threes, missing and falling twice in a row. Once he's late getting back because he's on his ass talking to the officials. So what happens? 4-on-5 opportunity. It results in a Sam Hauser three. And then second time in a row toward the end of the quarter.
Like at the end.
Mind you, they were up 25-12, mm-hmm. End of quarter. Step back three, falls to the ground, and it leads to Tatum on the break with a dunk, and all of a sudden, it's 31-30 Dallas at the end of the first quarter. So all the work they did, the crowd's going crazy, the yep. first final game in 13 years, Kyrie's got to go on Luka, and it's a one-point game.
How many times throughout this series already have we talked about how, hey, if you're the Mavs, you almost have to play perfect basketball against the Celtics team, because it feels like at times the Celtics can just be dragging along, doing what they need to do, down some of their best guys, and they have so much depth, they have so much discipline as a team that they know that they can get back in it. And in those two moments, examples that you just said right there were huge moments, and they had a lot to do with Luka Doncic yep. just not doing his job as a leader, as a player. And again, not to say he didn't do other good things in this game, but those two moments stick out, and then those moments continue to happen.
And it goes back to what you just said a bit ago. At minimum, to have a chance in this series, Luka and Kyrie have to be great.
Yep.
Kyrie did not hold up his end in games 1 and 2.
Correct.
Right? Not good at all. tonight, a much different version of Kyrie Irving, who got it going early and was able to hit some tough shots, kind of looked like the Kyrie we have seen a lot throughout the playoffs, the guy that we know can hit some big shots. But Luka tonight was just, he was in his own way. There are too many defensive breakdowns, falling asleep and allowing Hauser to hit an open three. Sam Hauser can hit threes. Everybody in the world knows this. You got to stay locked in. In that first half, how about Jaylen Brown just cutting right to the basket because he was caught ball watching? If it sounds like we're being hard on Luka tonight, it's because you have to be hard on him in a game like this. You win this game with Porzingis out, it's 2-1, and you get Boston thinking. But now you're down 3-0, and this series is a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, teams just don't come back from 3-0. And tonight, that's what I walk away with, is if he is more locked in, if he can just let go, then they have a chance to win this game real fast. He fouls out. Let's talk about that.
I was just about to bring that up.
Look, the final two fouls, he had the one with Jaylen Brown where he's battling in the post and
the hook.
He has his arm in there and Jaylen Brown like brings it down. He got caught. Like, it's okay, that sucks. You pick up your fifth foul. Okay, this is where the discipline level has to be there for him.
I mean, you just have to be smart.
There's five fouls. And Jaylen Brown is in attack mode, in transition. Uh-huh. Such a dangerous player in transition. Dude, you have Josh Green and Derek Lively behind you, Juan. You have to trust your help a little bit. Two, you can't lean into a guy. Even if you go, that's a borderline call. Oh, it was borderline. I watched it too. But you can't put yourself in that position when you've got five fouls.
Especially when it's about to be the foul that could lead to you fouling out. Why would you put even the officiating crew in the position of having to decide that for you? Having to decide whether or not it's a block or it's a charge. We always know how these things go. And especially for someone as... well, let's just be honest, especially in this game, as slow to getting through their spots as Luka was tonight.
Man.
Why were you able to get into that spot with Jaylen Brown going downhill in transition? Yeah. And I'll say this though, because we talked about this. Him fouling out isn't what lost the game. And I think when we look at the whole
It was that third quarter. Right?
100%.
The end of the first.
But I also think this too, Deuce, because I think like a lot of this game, we can put a lot of blame on Luka Doncic. And it was like obvious for a lot of reasons, not just because it's a hot take. It's cliche to blame shit on your leader or whatever. It was obvious with the way he was getting torched defensively, the way he was not keeping his head in the game and everything else. But on top of all of that, I think it's already obvious now to the world that the Celtics are the best team in the NBA this season. And although their path in the Eastern Conference might have been easier than others, I still think that even if they had more difficult teams, like, look at the way that they're making the Mavs look in this series right now. You know what I mean? They are dominating in all three of these games, and they're not even playing their best basketball at times.
Can I get one last Luka note before we go to the Celtics?
Oh, no, please. I was just making that noted.
When he fouled out, there's something I watch, right?
Oh, yes.
And look, maybe they showed it later and we didn't, or maybe he did it this later and they didn't show it on TV. He fouls out. He has a smirk on his face like he gets sometimes. Like, yeah. He's, oh, this is hilarious. It's so ridiculous.
Everyone's against
me. Can't believe I fouled out. Yeah.
Victim.
I was looking to see what he was going to do with this team. This is the NBA Finals. You didn't foul out in game 17 against Charlotte. You're at home. It's a close game. Your team got back into it. To their credit, after being... When Jaylen Brown had that dunk at the end of the third to put him up 15, I was like, good night. And then they go up, Boston 21, but you chipped... It was still a game. I was seeing, what is Luka going to do in this moment? Is he going to come bring his team together? I wanted him in this moment to go and huddle the guys up and go, guys,
you got this shit.
Like, these are when you... I'm sorry. These are the moments... where you, the spotlight's on you most, and you have to show up in the right way. He's still a young player.
He'll learn.
He has to. He wants to reach the guy, he's already in the conversation
Calm down.
No, I'm passionate about this, and I sound like I'm a Mavs fan right now for whatever reason.
He has to.
You see something, I think I'm sensitive to this because, and we've talked about this before.
Uh-huh.
As longtime Kings fans,
yeah,
we saw this with DeMarcus Cousins, who
painful.
Obviously hasn't accomplished the individual accolades that Luka has throughout his career, but DeMarcus was a supremely talented big, one of the best bigs in the NBA. But man, you're just watching him at times. You're like, come on, man, just lock in. Because if you're locked in, and when you're locked in, it's next level. And Luka tonight, in that moment, when times are tough, when adversity hits, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. He didn't bring his team in for a huddle, said, let's get it. He sat on the bench and was smiling and smirking. And
not everyone is born a leader and all those things. But I think just from the human aspect of what you would do, whether you let your team down in a workplace, in a corporate workplace, or on a team, or in a classroom, wherever it may be, accepting responsibility and being able to encourage and uplift is so very important in all aspects of life. And that's where I think with this, I don't need to be pouncing on him and be like, oh, he'll never be a leader. No, it's just like, it's just the human element of being able to like take that and be like, let's effing do this. And it wasn't there in one of the biggest moments.
And it's easy to be happy and stuff when things are going your way.
And adversity was hitting and shit was bad for him.
We've given him the love this playoff run when he's playing defense. Yeah. We've seen it.
Yep.
We've given him love for staying locked in. He had that moment, remember, where it was a big theme on the broadcast where Luka was like, hey, I'm going to be more locked in for the next game. And he didn't even say anything to the officials.
Yep.
And tonight was a different story. When you take a step back and look at the officiating tonight, Morgan, Luka fouls out. Dallas tonight actually shot more free throws, 14 okay. of 16 at the line. Boston was 13 of 14. Fouls, 19 for Boston, 17 for the Dallas Mavericks. Did you feel like there was inconsistency with the officiating in general? Was it too physical at times? I felt like they missed some calls tonight.
Well, it was...
They let them play.
It was consistently physical. And there's so much about that I appreciate and I love. Like, I think even Doris made a comment, I think when Green might have pushed out White or something, and she's like, is that minimal contact? You know, because they're saying, well, White's out of bounds. That was toward the end of the game.
Yeah.
Whatever. My point is, it's like, it wasn't called like it is in the regular season. And sometimes I want that to be the consistency throughout the regular season and the postseason. I get it. It's not what they do. And then there was even a time at the end where obviously Joe Mazzulla loves fouling the opposite team. Obviously, the opponents, even when they're up by six, right? Because he'd rather have it be a free throw.
They give up some bullshit three or something.
Or yeah. Even an and one three, whatever the situation could be, especially with someone like Kyrie. And so Derek White was looking to foul Tim Hardaway Jr. And he's looking at the official and the official is just not seeing it. And so they continue on the play. Tim Hardaway Jr. misses the three. Celtics get the rebound. But it was just interesting to see. It felt like the officiating was fine to me. I think if I was a Mavs fan tonight, I'm looking at it a little bit different. And if you're a Celtics fan, you go, who gives a shit? We won the game anyway. So yeah, overall though, I love a good physical game. And I just think it matters what team is going to understand the personnel of the officiating crew and what they need to do to play with that and play the game.
Let's talk about the Celtics for a second, because this is the team that's up 3-0. And you, the point you made earlier is like, we all kind of clown their road to the finals. Cause it's like, man, I mean, they beat up this team that was banged up. Miami was down guys, right?
Yeah.
The list goes on. Their Cavs were banged up, the Pacers. And in that Pacers series, that pace definitely impacted them. You're like, okay, are they gonna have some trouble with a Mavs team that's playing some great basketball? They've been beyond locked in. And I thought tonight, Tatum came out early, had like a quick 13 in the first quarter. I thought he was getting torched a little bit defensively. Luka was really making him work. And I thought that was one area that I liked what Dallas was doing, is attacking some of those mismatches. But he was locked in tonight and he was assertive and aggressive. I think the narrative on him the last couple of games has been so unfair. He's missed some shots. I think he's played overall some pretty good basketball. Anyway, tonight, 31 points for him. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He ended up taking 13 threes, 4 of 13, but he saw some go in early.
He came out big. He came out aggressive. I mean, like you said, just setting the tone for his team. And it felt like Jaylen Brown wasn't being as aggressive in the beginning or wasn't making some of his shots in the beginning. So it was great that you have that 1-2 punch, that someone like Tatum is capable of stepping up, especially in this case. And I agree with you, though. There's been too much people knocking him down. Because if you're winning the game and he's still adding in other categories, even if it's not with the scoring, and then you have a Drew Holiday game, and then you have a Jaylen Brown game. Like, yep. Who gives a shit,
it's
right?
It's why you have a team. It's why you have a team. Yeah, and there's been so much talk about just Tatum and Brown. Oh, can they work together? Blah, blah, blah. Look, they won 64 games, and here they are one game away from winning the NBA Finals. And so I thought it was good for him to knock down some shots tonight, get his confidence back up. You know, miss some shots later, but then that's where Jaylen Brown steps in. And Jaylen Brown, who had 6 points at the half, finishes with 30. He had 8 rebounds, Incredible. 8 assists. He took over this game. He's been the NBA Finals MVP through 3 games. Yeah. I think that's for sure.
Obvious.
The Celtics are where they are now because, yeah, they got Porzingis and they got Holiday. Yes. But Jaylen Brown, he's a better player.
Yep.
He's a better player than he was last year. The last time they were in the NBA Finals, he is more physical. He's decisive. Him attacking in transition, the shot making in this game.
The off-ball movement.
The playmaking, his ability to get into the paint and make some quick decisions out there. He's been tremendous. And he's looked like this whole, hey, it's always Tatum versus Brown. Okay, is Brown good enough? But this guy's legit, and he's playing like a major star in this series.
And not only is he legit, but I think you even saw it when he was mic'd up the other game. And, I mean, the leadership that he just brings out there, just breathe, whatever the hell ever else he was saying. But it was just like he's a vocal leader, but then he's also a leader through his play. And even when he wasn't scoring, he was still doing so many other things on the floor. And I love seeing the growth of a player, especially when it happens right in front of your eyes, especially when it's in some of the biggest moments. Obviously, they have an entire roster to just elevate and make each other better. But truly, to have someone like Jaylen Brown, like, understand he needs to up his role even more and become more aggressive and not just let it be Jason Tatum, is what's going to help Jason Tatum finally become an NBA champ as well.
So Brown, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, a block. He did on 12 of 22 shooting. Also, we should note this. Boston, 17 threes in this game. They're 17 of 46. Dallas, just 9 of 25. They fail to score 100 points again. So, you know, Jaylen Brown, like, yeah, we're talking about what he does, the impact he has offensively, but he's still maintaining defensively. Like, the guy's an absolute dog out there.
They're just, I mean, the pressure, it's mostly the perimeter pressure to me every single time. Yeah. I'm just, like, shocked about, because we talked about this earlier as well. It's without Porzingis, it felt like the paint presence wasn't there for the Celtics defense in the beginning of this game. And the Mavs were doing a good job capitalizing and scoring in the paint. Adjustments were made. And whether it was a guy like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, whoever else it was, hey, that was just making sure that they were being felt in the
Al
paint.
Al Horford.
Yep.
Because there's
he
a lot of
like
pressure.
30
I'm not going to go that far.
31 years old?
Maybe he looks like he's 34. I don't even know how old he is, but he's playing a long time.
Oh, old.
And, you know, we've seen there's some chat, like, they're going to attack him. Like, teams are going to go at this guy. I don't know if there's been, like, and maybe there is just, like, this desperation from him, too. Like, he wants to win a championship, right?
He's so close.
They're so close. But, dude, he had some moments where he has some tough matchups. And he's dancing. He's staying with the guy, trying to make the shot tougher, whether it's Luka or Kyrie. It's not easy.
He looks better at times moving from side to side than Luka Doncic does. And by the way, guess what that is? That is an effort thing, because we have seen moments where Luka can move side to side. My point is, going back,
I feel like we do this, but Luka is really banged up too.
That's, Deuce, that is fine. That is fine. You just see people push through certain things. Well, and again, I'm not acting like he's not pushing through. He's not trying to push through. But, like, there's an extra effort that's not being made. Yep. And Al Horford has old legs.
He's got old legs.
And he's pushing through that. And you see the effort come through on some of these moments for him. Incredible.
I also want to give some love to the Celtics bench, because that's an area where, especially without Porzingis, you know, you always, you know, how deep is Boston? That was a question going into the season. Like, how deep are they really? And tonight, they don't go with Kornet with Porzingis out coming off the bench. They play Xavier Tillman, who they acquired from Memphis. They play Sam Hauser and Peyton Pritchard. Each of those guys had moments in this game where they impacted things. Sam Hauser, there are stretches like, is this guy, can he play out there? He's being hunted defensively. Now, he got scored on the second half.
Sure.
Because Kyrie and Luka are great players, and they're going to make shots. But what you want from him is, hey, don't go out there, get blown by, and allow something easy. Make life more challenging. He had some great defensive plays in the first half on Luka and Kyrie.
He gave them different looks, you know, and then he was, and again, he's not the best defender, but his effort was there. He was being scrappy. He was being physical. Yep. Exactly.
Payne Pritchard, same thing.
Yep.
He's battling Luka in the post.
Yep.
And Luka's getting frustrated trying to get a foul called, not getting what he wants, and Payne Pritchard was just staying strong. Tillman out there, big body. He hits a big three in this game. Those are momentum shifters. Hauser, 3 of 4. So you just look up and down. They got contributions everywhere tonight. Even, you know, someone like Jrue Holiday, man, only had 9 points, but what he does defensively. Morgan's talking about the perimeter pressure, getting like big offensive rebound he got crashing.
Moving without the basketball. Crashing, moving without the basketball, just making the Mavs defense think. It's everybody on this roster. And it's, again, it's Mazzulla, like his standards that he sets for this team and the way that everyone buys in. It's some beautiful basketball. Sometimes it's not even the most beautiful, and they still find a way to just look so dominant out there.
That third quarter where they outscored Dallas 35-19 when they were down 1 at the half, 35-19, they shot 65%. They were 5 of 11 from 3. They had 8 assists, no turnovers in that quarter. So almost a perfect third quarter. And that's how they were able to win this game. That third quarter got that lead ballooned to 21. It was enough cushion to win this game 106-99 with game 4 coming up on Friday.
Are you taking the brooms out? Broom?
You know, I don't know, man. I did not think Boston would be up 3-0. And when Porzingis goes down, and who the hell knows? They're calling it day to day, but you're reading about the injury. It's like, they're not going to risk this.
No.
Like, there's no way. And especially now up 3-0, you can't risk it.
I think they would risk it if it had to go to a game 5.
You know, I don't like doubting great players like Luka and Kyrie. And there's been enough where you go, they could have won this game. And there are moments.
But I don't think it's about doubting them. I think it's about truly the special team style of basketball that is being played by the Boston Celtics. Like,
they're supposed to win it all. They're supposed to win it all, and here they are a game away.
That's championship basketball. Yeah. Yeah. And not to say that Dallas never showed that with their grind and resiliency in the Western Conference, but you're just seeing a team that really is that much better.
It's like we talked about before the series. Like,
and every team.
You know, when you have the weapons that they have in Boston, shooting everywhere, shooting literally everywhere. Tillman's launching a 3 tonight and making it. That's tough to guard. And then when you have Jaylen Brown playing at the level he is.
Yeah.
The defense from White and Holiday and Holiday's offense early in this series, coupled with Tatum still making shit happen, even through his shooting struggles. Yeah.
I didn't think I would ever say this, but I kind of feel bad for Mavs fans tonight.
Oh, I do too. Because this game, they should have won tonight.
Yeah.
They should have. It's wild. What do you think? Is it over now? Like, I'm sorry. Is it over on Friday? Because we all both agree the Mavs aren't going to become the first team to rally back from a 3-0 series deficit.
Yeah. Yeah. I would.
It's going to happen someday, though.
It is going to happen someday. There's a part of me that it's not like, oh, they don't have it. It's Boston truly, to me, is that good, is that deep.
It's a shame too, a little bit from just like an NBA fan perspective. I just wanted like...
I wanted more.
This was a good game.
This was the best game out of the series so far. Yes.
I just wanted a more compelling series. I felt like the Wolves Mavs series is going to be great. And I was like, oh, that was it? Okay. And then this series could be ending. The NBA season could be ending on Friday.
Ugh. I'm not ready.
We'll have more content. We got the NBA draft coming up.
Let's go.
It's almost 2 weeks away.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That really... Okay. It's coming up.
Well, I appreciate you guys so much. We love you guys, but we got to go.
You all have a wonderful rest of your night.
See ya.
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.